Marianne is on the line at 308-8867. Hey there, Marianne. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing fine.
What's going on?
Well, I have a few questions. I have some hardy hibiscus that about a month or so ago bloomed a lot, but now they aren't blooming. And I just wonder, they've grown a lot.
They're in the ground, aren't they?
Yes,
You know what variety they are?
No, they're white with a red center.
Oh, yeah. You know what I do with hardy hibiscus at this time of the year when they don't bloom for me?
No.
I cut them to the ground.
Oh, well, that's what I wonder. Do you need to cut them back?
Cut them to the ground. Right now, they'll be so upset and so shocked that they'll bloom again for you in October.
Oh, that's really scary.
You stunned her.
Why is it scary?
Because I've done before. I've cut stuff to the ground and it didn't come back.
Well, it wasn't supposed to. The hardy hibiscus has got an attitude.
Okay.
How tall did this one get? 5-6 feet tall?
About 4 feet tall, I guess.
Okay, and it got seed on it? Seed pod?
The seeds are about a foot down from the top of them now. Mm-hmm. They've grown quite a bit since they stopped blooming.
Okay, well, you cut them down to the ground, and then you fertilize them.
Uh-huh.
You water them and fertilize them, don't you?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you water them and you put some fertilizer on them when you cut them down, and they'll come back out of the ground. They'll be 2 feet tall in two or three weeks. They're coming. They like to bloom grow when it's hot.
Okay.
And then you'll have a fresh new plant in October when it cools off, and they'll start blooming again. And the blooms will last longer in the fall, and you'll live happily ever after. And you say, "Oh, I can't believe."
That sounds great.